joining you all the way from the Sunshine State. This is the Intuition Hour with Kathleen Nicholson.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. Thank you, Jay, for my new introduction. I want to say hello, everyone. And happy Tuesday to you. It's so, so much fun to be back with you today. It is very, very windy, so fingers crossed on our connection. I am super excited to say that it is February the 6th, 2024. My mother, dear Loretta, has a birthday today. I call her Sunny Delight as a little bit of a dig because every now and then it's not that sunny. But in any case, I do love her very much. And I definitely have learned a lot from her over the years. And I'll talk about that in a brief moment. Aquarius energy is definitely something to try to wrap your head around, and I love Aquarius energy, by the way, but it is interesting growing up with an Aquarius mom. It is 11:03 a.m. here in breezy Central Florida. It's a chilly day, but I can't complain because I know many of you are freezing out in the world, so I'll be have about it, but I am wearing three layers of clothing as we speak with the heat blasting. So I am very spoiled indeed about the temperature. And in the meantime, I get photos from my fabulous friends of their snow blowing and everything else. So we are super grateful to live here today. My children are back and settled in. They're actually together this morning as we speak, which is, I'm tearful when I say that because they were never close growing up. They're as black and white as night and day and everything in between. And they have somehow managed to just find love for each other like they never have, and it just thrills me as a mother at 28 and 30 years old that they can actually be together and help each other. One has definitely what the other one has doesn't have, and vice versa, and I could not be more extreme in my telling of that. So in any case, I know they're not listening, so I'd like to talk about them more, but nevertheless, it's great to have them back. It has definitely changed our lives daily, but it's been nice. And it brings me something, you know, I am so with you guys day and night, and I'm so wrapped up in it. You know, here we are 16 years into Want to Listen and 40 years as a reader, and I'm still looking for things to bring that can motivate or inspire or educate, and definitely not only for all of you, but you know, for myself, the balance, taking time out with the kids has only brought me back with more excitement and joy. You know, when I take a little downtime, it really does bring me almost to a place of like, it's definitely an addiction. We know this by now, but it does clear my head, and I've noticed a lot of that lately. So coming back brings me so much energy that it's almost, I have to kind of rein it in. So talking about Loretta and her birthday, she is trying to listen, but happy birthday, Mom, if you did manage to get on your phone. I'm not sure about that, but I just want to say that I love you very, very much if you have. And she really does know that deeply. And we have a connection that even if we don't speak, you know, for some time, days or weeks, sometimes it goes like that in cycles. But she knows that I adore her. And the one thing that I did get or receive from my mother along the way, you know, we talk about the Aquarius energy. The Aquarius new moon is this Friday, I believe. If hopefully one of you darling astrologers can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty positive it's Friday. Not looking at my calendar. The Aquarian energy is almost hard to grasp. Oh, Renee's mom, happy birthday to your mom too, and everyone else. I definitely, yeah, being an Aquarius mother, one thing that my mother, you know, instilled in me, I guess, was my belief that there is something that threads us through the universe, whether it be a, so, you know, whether God, the Holy Spirit, she's a big Holy Spirit intuitive. And when I say that, she would sit in her room, and I'm sure I've told this story a couple of times over, but for those of you who haven't heard it, the one incident I can recall is that my mother had a picture, a big picture, on her bedroom wall. So when she was in bed or coming out of bed or getting into bed, this one vision of what she called the Holy Spirit was sitting at her, you know, on the wall at her bedside. And I caught her on this specific day talking by herself. And I thought it was to herself, but she said, I said, "Oh, Mom, I'm sorry. Are you okay?" You know, and she said, "Oh yeah, I'm great." She said, "Come here, come sit down over here." And I sat with her, and she said, "You see this right here?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "That's really a picture of the Holy Spirit that is responsible for everything." And I said, "Well, okay." And I said, "You're talking to the picture?" You know, at the time I was young. I was still trying to figure it all out. And she said, "No, I'm talking to the entire universe." And so even though my mother was very misunderstood, Aquarian energy is very misunderstood, because you really can't, you can't quite ever figure it out. And if you have figured it out, come and share so we can all catch on. But in any case, she instilled that in me, and she said, "No matter what humans do to you, God is everywhere. And so when you connect through the Holy Spirit, you really are, you are a part of every single thing, person, place, or thing that you become one with, and God is bigger than humans." And so I learned that from her, and I held on to that through a lot of challenges over the years. And I know we all have challenging moments, but I think she gave me that bit of, and it's a little erratic, I want to say too, and extreme to some degree, but she really had me educated in a sense of this deep memory of this conversation that never left my side. And I really do, I give that a lot of credit in life, because it's what really has been instilled in me. Sometimes in a reading, when we come together, we know that it makes no sense at the time, but there's something bigger. We know that somehow innately, that deep sense, that internal intuition, you know, when we're looking external for our information, that could be the psychic energy. We could see externally, we could hear external noise. We can maybe even when we receive our external signs, you know, it's a very psychic thing. When we get this inner calling, this gut sense, this internal thermometer, if you will, of that knowing, that to me is more of the intuitive impression. But having a sense of something bigger brings us to that state, and that miraculous sense of how in the world did this happen like this? And that answer always comes through me since the moment she explained it to me. So I never forgot it. And when disappointment occurs in your lives, when you go through things that can't be explained, you know, when people disappoint, when humans are not who you think they are, or they're not what you imagine things to be, There is always a bigger reason, you know, and sometimes it's just what it is. And then there's those moments that, and we have to come out of these instances, these moments of disappointment. And in order to do so, where do we really go with it, you know? So it really, it does pick us up when we're down, and it does remind us that humans are imperfect by nature, and God is not. And my mother went through a lot of trauma and a lot of tragedy in her life, and it's a miracle that she's still here. But at the same time, holding on to that belief system and her little erratic thinking is really what keeps her here. So it's interesting, truly, and I do love her. So we'll get on from that, and happy new moon to all of you on Friday. It is a great moon. You can really expect something special, I feel, around this moon, or something quite erratic. You know, it's Uranus is a very interesting planet. It is very unexpected and fun, and it keeps us a little looser in our thinking, you know. So, all right, so let me come into the room. Good morning, Quelly. Happy grand rising to you. And I know you're an Aquarian mom too. And your husband, that's amazing. Chris, happy birthday to you also. And Renee, to your mom, Annika, good morning. And she says that Maureen says she had an Aquarius mom also. She drove her Scorpio sister crazy. Good morning to you, Jim. And Pamela, you also. Joni, too. I'll definitely take a peek there. Rebecca and Tara, hello. And Karen, yes, I'll take a peek there too. And let's go ahead and refresh, okay? It is very interesting. We have almost, I feel like I could be in Kansas this morning. It's that windy. Hello, my beautiful godson, Kat and Michelle. Good morning, Marty. You too. I miss and love you too, honey. I have to catch up with you. I know I've been a little behind. So many people tugging at my attention right now. And of course, I'm loving every minute of it, but I definitely need to call you. I'll give you a call, okay, very soon. All right. Good morning, Laura. You too? Yeah, they have storms too. It's crazy here this morning. I mean, we're howling wind, so everyone is still resting. So I'll come and take a peek at you guys. Let me see. Somebody stood out to me first off. Let me refresh the page. It is a little quiet in the air this morning. I know always coming up to new moon, it gets quieter. And I'm feeling that Capricorn energy. I know we had, I don't know where some of our astrologers are, but oh, Tiki, good morning. That moon feels like it's shifting, so. All right, let's take a look. But we're getting closer. Let me just make sure. Karen, we're okay. Here we go. We have an important question here. Karen says, good morning, Kat and everyone. Could you please give me some guidance? I had a demanding contractor I told could not practice in my business anymore. I have since received messages with the most outrageous accusations, threatening to sue me because of one session she had to rearrange. She had only done 3 sessions a month. I actually lost money trying to meet her demands. Okay. Let's take a look. You know, I really feel like she's looking for a good fight, obviously. Karen, something very strong is coming into mind, okay? And I see this in my also my vision. I think a letter needs to be sent, whether it be from your attorney, it's probably worth it right off the bat is very strong in my field. So I don't want to play around with it. I'm just going to cut to the chase. I feel like you need to send her a one-page note and back her down, because the accusations and the threats, you know, threatening to sit, one letter from an attorney will work. It may cost a couple of $100 to have it done, but it'll shut it right down. If not, you're going to go into, like, you know, some weeks of more nonsense, maybe months coming back and forth. Definitely. I don't know. She's not all there, that's for sure. And having some issues within herself. I think that you have to quiet it that way. I want to be black and white about this. I think it's the fastest way to the end. Okay. And I do see a male who will assist, and he looks like an attorney. He looks like a fire sign male. If not, she's just going to take it to the limit, and it's not going to be a fun, you know, few months. I feel this. Just shut her right down. And please come back and let us know how that, you know, how it plays out. But I really do believe that it's that, to the point where if you do it now, you'll never regret it, because that couple $100 can probably save you a lot more ahead. And I don't think she can, of course she's not going to get anywhere with it, but hold on one sec. Yeah, there's a lot of issues that with that person, I could say chemically off big time. So I think that will help. Okay. All right. Let's take a look at who is next. And I'm going to go ahead and refresh and see what's happening. Marlene, good morning. Someone else had a question. I do not want to. Karen, if I didn't see the vision of that, I wouldn't go that extreme energetically, but it was just too clear to cut it, okay? I know we never want to really deal with that stuff, but I think this is, it's necessary to just shut it down, okay? I hope that helps. Okay, Alashea, good morning. Ha ha, I love it. And I want to take a look. I have another person that I said I would. I'm just trying to refresh the page, guys. And Joni, open to hear anything work related. If you all have any questions, please feel free. All right, let's take a peek. How many of you are getting your reminders of 1-800-FLOWERS for Valentine's Day ahead? It drives me crazy. I think we should have Valentine's Day every day for ourselves and one another. Oh, CA, thank you so very much. She said, good morning, everyone. Thanks so much, CA. She says, new moon is at 20 Aquarius on Friday. Oh, good. I try to get my psychic calendar out when I don't have a clue, but Friday was in my head on my left ear, so I love that, and thank you for validating that. Ooh, 20 Aquarius. We love it. All right. All right, let me come back over now. Where's my girl, Joni? She's having some, anything on work, I believe was the question. If not time, I'll sit tight. All right, let's take a look. I don't know if you all can hear that wind, but it's crazy. Karen said they do have a Leo attorney. Okay, that's great. She said she had a bad feeling. Get that Leo attorney on board, and thank you for validating that. And also, you're good to go, okay? All right. It's always good. I have a very close Leo attorney friend of mine, too. It's always good to have a Leo attorney on board, for sure. I love that. I'm so glad you guys are coming on in. Joni, let's take a peek at you. I'm already laughing. All right. All right, let me focus on Joni and Pamela. Pamela, I'm coming to you next. And Janine, you too. You know, Joni, as far as work, you know, sometimes when I see it, and I don't know why, but they're showing me a lot of communication and a lot of interviewing or testing or something like this ahead, or really good. And they're also saying that you passed this test with flying colors and whatever you're going through right now. They're saying that they're, you know, for all of you, it's very human to forget that we have an accessible universe, or that intuition, the psychic energy from what's out there to really help us, or the ability to meditate to manifest. And meditation to manifest, it sounds so, oh, we could all do it anytime, you know we can, but we get stuck in this place and we forget that we can. And it's normal to forget that we can, but at the same time, or when we just don't feel like it, because it's like, why bother? Nothing ever, you know, we have all these negative things, these self-doubts and these blocks and whatnot. In any case, this is what I see. So you're manifesting something from within. The star card is telling me that you are on the right path. And when I see the star, it not only speaks of the future, but it speaks of the now in which it tells you you're on the right road. It also reminds us that somewhere back here in our rear view, something occurred that maybe slowed us down, or we took an exit, or we took a path that maybe we kind of veered us off course. But now the star is saying we're finally back on the road. So whatever is coming next to you is totally meant to be. I really truly feel like it's going to be better. They're showing me a release, something about your health. So whether it's you're shedding some energy, you're removing some blocks, you're maybe shedding a little weight even, these kinds of things. Sometimes when we shed weight, it's a sign of that we don't need as much protection, or perhaps self-preservation. But I do see all these things at once. So the bottom line is you look better moving ahead. But between now and the time the sun is in Aries, there's a lot of improvement around your career in general, and not to forget to balance the spirituality. You know, when we're in corporate jobs or hourly jobs or anything, even running our own company, you know, whatever it may be, it is very easy to lose sight of our spiritual tools or our gifts, because you know, we're dealing with reality and the physicality every single day and the grind. And so balancing the two is always best, but we've, like I said, who the heck has time for all of it? So remember meditation for manifestation. And that's going to be big with you. And I also feel a lot of spiritual strength. So you have strength in reserve. Everything is going to start playing out well and going in a better direction. Okay. You have been tested, but you will overcome these challenges. And I do hope that helps. Now, somebody said something about Miley Cyrus. And she says, Pamela, she could buy herself flowers. I actually did take time out. I had a couple of clients this year at the Grammys. And so I do pay attention and, or I did pay attention this year. And I don't really have much to say, but I thought it was fascinating. I thought they were very fascinating. It was a surprise this year, I think. Joni Mitchell, I could think of certain things that occurred that were very beautiful. And at the same time, I think when we get, I'm giving my age away, but you know, I'm getting close to 60 now, you guys. It's kind of shocking, but it's true. I'm pushing up there. I guess we could tell the generation gap is setting in, you know? So I shook my head and I enjoyed it and it was fun, but it was, I don't know. Your words about Miley make me shake my head. So you could tell. I still feel like I'm 25, but it's not true anymore. And moments like that definitely remind me, you know? I'm like, who would wear that? And da-da-da-da-da, right? It's very funny. Hello, Maya. Hello, Denise. And hello, Catherine. We have several 1-2 Listen advisors here this morning and our radio hosts. Denise, I hope you enjoyed your show this morning. I can't wait to join you here in the coming months for a little get-together on 1-2 Radio. I look forward to that. And CA, you also. I'm super excited about that. We usually have some time. So thank you everyone so much for being here. Okay. All right. Now, let me go ahead and refresh. Joni, I hope you are here. I have to get refocused now on that Miley Cyrus energy. But no, all in all, it was an amazing night. Some of the surprises were great. All right. Let me see. I'm so grateful. Alishay, I love what you wrote. I want to take a look at you. She says, the answer, my friend, is written in the wind. Definitely heard it. Yeah, it's a doozy of a day. I'm so grateful I get to miss all kinds of furniture moving this afternoon because of you guys. So thank you. Learning how to delegate is really great. And having my show is even greater. All right, let me see now. Who did I say was next? Alishaya, I'm looking at you. Janine, I'm coming to you too. All right, let's take a peek. I actually see a lot of change in the very best way coming up ahead, and also deepening your spiritual practice as if you haven't already, but of course we know you have. I also feel like you're connecting more. I want to say above. I feel like you're really, I don't know, you're in connection mode big time. And I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but I really do believe that. I also feel a lot of physical movement. I love that. I know that you're going to, I don't know if your world got busier, if you made a change, if you're thinking about more of a change. I'm seeing a lot of that. I do see more improved health as well. And I'm saying this out loud. Anytime you say, aha, I knew this, or I know this, or something is right, I want to validate spirit is saying, like, validate her intuition. So if you have a hunch about something right now that's standing above other things in your life, please follow that hunch. Do not veer off course. It is very significant and very important, and I do hope that helps, truly. I definitely know that, in a very, I'm firm on that, okay? Is there anything specific that you've been thinking about that, hold on a minute. Yeah, you have a big hunch on something or someone. It's probably, I want to say it's about one of your children. It's not a negative thing either. You're just going to be like, aha, I knew that, you know? So come back and share and let us know, okay? All right. All right, let's take a look. Tiffany says, big hugs to you, Alashea. I think I'm thinking you know what I mean, so we'll run with that. Tiffany, she says, oh my goodness, I had my days mixed up in my head. I was thinking it was Thursday when the show starts at 8:30. Halfway through the show, I'm coming. All right, you nice that you're here and thanks for being here, okay? Good morning. Janine, I'm coming to find you somewhere. I'm kind of laughing. CA and I, we've been chatting a little bit the last, more so than usual, I would say, because life gets busy and then it comes back and then no time passes and then you come in and out and all, you're always in your heart. And anyway, I think we were trying to sum up the Aquarius vibe yesterday, and I don't know if we ever, I mean, CA being an astrologer and everything else, it's always a conversation. I believe that kind of ends in a half a sentence because there is never really a completion, or perhaps it's a I don't know. I don't know how to say it. We just kind of leave it undone. It's untethered, It's definitely not wrapped up tight, and I think we both like that, As a Gemini, I definitely get the airy vibe, but I know a lot of people don't, and it's an interesting thing. No doubt. So let's take a look. And see what is next. Janine, I can't find you, so I know you're here and this is for you. I hope you're still listening. Here we go. Yeah, it's getting pretty wild out there, guys. It's actually getting my attention as well. Janine, I actually see good news coming your way on many different levels. Everything looks brand new in ways ahead, except one of, I don't know if you've been concerned about one of your friendships, but it's a little bit on the foggy side in that maybe one of your friends has something going on that you're a little concerned about, and I do believe it'll be okay. Sometimes we are only meant to stand by, and I believe this for you. This is a message in that we're only meant to stand by and step back and of course be there for observation and also in case anyone needs you like this. But right now, it's more of that energy as far as this specific person goes. Maybe there's a little confusion. Are they going away? Maybe they're hiding something or maybe not communicating enough. Are they going away, meaning you feel a little bit abandoned or confused by them, something like this. And it's really having nothing to do with you. So they're saying, okay, anything that you focus on now, it's actually time to be selfish. Focus on yourself, some of your goals. They're showing me a lot of energy around a new relationship or a renewed relationship. And if you're waiting for news from someone, the news is going to be great. You're kind of learning that when you take your worry off of something, that, and this is what I feel, anything that you fear is not a substantial fear for real in real time. There's going to be a lot of like less, you know how we worry for nothing basically. And there are other times we worry for something, of course. But right now I'm saying, you know, letting go of your fear is going to bring so much joy. I think you've realized this over time. And I think it was a great learning experience. Anything that you learn now, as far as education or even a half hour podcast, anything you're tapping into, any of these things that it's like being a student and a teacher simultaneously, whether through life, whether it be work, whether it be travel, whether it be relationships, you're going to enjoy both aspects in the now. And I do hope this makes sense, but I also feel any news, there's some unexpected good news coming, and I would love for you to come and share and tell us what that means, okay? And I hope that helps. Legal, I pulled the Hermit around your, you know, eighth, ninth house energy, sitting over that way. I feel like it's good. I mean, it looks positive. I do see also, it says nothing's going to stop you from reaching any goals that you have. So renewal and renewal will be my inspiring word for you ahead. Renewal. Even if it's because of a new beginning Or renewed love, new love. I'm going with both. Like something new brings renewal to something existing. That's how I'm going to say it, okay? And I do hope that helps. Okay. Let me see, Kelly, good morning. Nice to see you here. Ita, hello. I love you too. Jennifer Duff is in the chat room today. Good morning, Ms. Jennifer. Thank you so much for being here this morning. Jennifer is a one to listen psychic astrologer as well. Thank you for joining. Yeah, let's take a peek at something here. Tiki has a question, and I know her mom passed, and we're all very sorry about your loss. And grieving is a very necessary thing for us, you know, but it's also tricky because it comes in waves and it comes in cycles, and we have to kind of ride that. And I know you are. But don't, I think it's a little too soon to put pressure on yourself in that way because it's okay. You know, when we're lost, sometimes in our greatest moments of loss or feeling lost is when actually something finds us, whether it be a new beginning. A new job, a new adventure, new people, a new hobby, a new passion. And I do believe that is what's going to come your way is a new passion. I was kind of going down my list to feel something very strongly that jumps at me, and I do believe it's a new passion. And not only that, let me just take a look at you. Sometimes it's necessary to be lost before either something's going to find us or we're going to find it. And in this case, I do believe it's going to find you actually, or you trip over it or something like this. So, let me just see. Will I be losing this apartment? She says. Let's just take a look. Hold on now. Somebody else in the room too. Tiki, I'm reading for you, but I have someone else in my. I feel like this is for someone else also. So I kind of am going in and out between two of you, and I don't know if any of you here are wondering about your apartment as well. So let me just take a look, okay? Surrendering is a really there's two things I'm getting. One is surrender, but the other thing is to maybe sit down. If something needs to be finished in your space, whether it be a document signed or mail sent out, or perhaps maybe negotiating an old bill. These kinds of things we kind of put off to for a rainy day. Anything that's in your way that way, I suggest that you tackle a little bit at a time. It will really free your energy. I feel this also. And that helps clear the way for an open path. So there's a few unfinished things that have to take place, and I do believe it's going to really bring better energy to your space as well. So let's take a look at that apartment, okay? But there are a couple of undone bows to tie, I feel. I see actually very good news. I say sit tight. I don't feel like you have to leave yet. I see that you're a little bit frozen in time, but I also feel like you're going to get invisible guidance or assistance. And I see very good news. Is there a, there also seems to be a gentleman or a man, a gentleman, a man. Sorry, not every man is a gentleman, but in any case, I'm teasing you. I do feel someone who's going to help you get like your finances restructured, business, a more grounding and stable energy is definitely going to enter. Okay, so you'll get there. I feel that strongly, and I definitely see some help. Also, when we're grieving, we tend to look down and not up because it's obvious, you know, it's painful. And I think if you look up, somebody's going to be offering you something. And just a reminder, contemplation is great. Trying to figure things out is really difficult because right now you're supposed to be surrendering. And I feel that battle going on within you. But if you look up, somebody's going to be offering you a blessing out of the blue, and I see that next, okay? So you come back and share and let us know what that is. And lots of love and hugs to your heart, okay? I could feel that. I know grieving is a very, it's nothing any of us want to go through, and we all have to, unfortunately, but it can sometimes bring us, it is tricky navigating that because it does alter and change, you know, and things come out of nowhere that we don't even realize are happening because of our grief, but they do. And so I think surrendering a little bit is good because we try to hang on to what we know, or we try to hang on to something that isn't there, or we try to fix it, or but we don't know what we're fixing, and it goes up and down like that. But you're actually going to come into a place of good news and light and relief. Okay, it's coming. So stay still is what they're saying. Don't take too much action if you can help it. It's coming to you. All right, let me just see. Patricia has a question. And if anyone else is considering or wondering or nervous about losing their residence or their apartment like this, I don't feel that you are, so just sit tight. I feel like there's another person who needed to hear that today. Patricia, you have a little kitty in the neighborhood that you've been caring for. She said her foot is... The only thing I could feel is something maybe sharp. Like a cut or something in between, like in the paw, like a nail or something like this. That's the first thing that comes to mind. Now I have a way to receive that. Let me just see if the cards will help. Okay, I just feel that first off though. All right, hold on now. All right, let's take a peek. Patricia, I don't know if there's anything to do, really. Except time. Do you know how long it's been that way? Or did you just notice it? Or. No, just give it a little time. Yeah, definitely. I don't feel like there's anything to do. Okay. I do hope that helps, but just to give it time, I don't know how young the kitty is. But it feels like to leave it. It's let it heal. I do pull the card of the sun. I mean, the kitty definitely wants to be free, so I hope that that helps. All right. Yeah, I don't think you could cat. I don't think you can catch it either. I think just let it heal. Because it's saying it's showing me the temperance energy also, which means give it time. And it's an opening to healing. So let's just hope and watch for that. All right? And I hope that helps. All right, guys. I know it's getting there, so let me just do this. Let's just pull a card. Maureen, you're heavily on my brain. I'm thinking of you. I'm actually seeing great financial news. And I don't know why that is showing up. Everyone, please enjoy your new moon on Friday. And don't forget that you have so many options out there. And sometimes we have to expand our mind a little bit and really remember that there are other avenues, and we don't have to kind of pigeonhole. It's not time to pigeonhole yourselves, your thoughts, your feelings, your sense in a corner, and just to go ahead and allow for expansion and welcome these miracles and opportunities and these erratic moments of Aquarius and what Aquarius brings, because you just never know. Okay, I know we get limited in our thinking and our beliefs, and we get kind of narrow in a sense, and Aquarius expands you and it opens your mind to so many things, and there's so many options in the world to be had, so be open to a new journey. All right, everybody, please stay tuned for the amazing CA Brooks coming up next on Everyday Astrology. And thank you so much for being here. Happy Tuesday to everybody. Happy new moon, and we'll see you next week. Jay Varvel, thank you for everything. Bye, everybody.